What's going on, man? It's your boy Zell Johnson, man. Welcome back to the Trauma Fire Podcast. It's been a little minute. I haven't made a video or, a podcast in some time now. I was away on a vacation with family and friends, and it's just been taking some time to hang out, man, and just enjoy life. I haven't been on social media. Literally was out the country for a while. No cell phone service, and just was people watching, sitting, chilling, hanging out. I'm on the fly, man. Sorry about the background noise, but while I was in England, there was a mass shooting in New York, Buffalo, New York, at a store called Tops, which is predominantly black shopping center or shopping area where a lot of African Americans and minorities go to shop. I want to speak on this mass shooting, man. Again, I'm on the fly. Sorry for the background noise. You know, it's sad that they turn death and destruction and sadness into a political talking point. I get on social media. I rarely get on social media, but I'm on social media, and I see people going back and forth about, well, you know, blacks kill each other every day, and well, he might have had mental health issues, and oh, see, and it's just like, yo, it's just crazy to me how somebody can kill somebody live on Twitch, had a manifesto and everything, and we turn it into a political talking point. Like, that's the most sickening thing I've ever seen in my life. How the hell are we turning the fact that grandmothers, innocent people who had nothing, these weren't street people, these weren't thugs, these weren't criminals, these weren't Crips, Bloods, whatever gang you want to call, they weren't that. These were simply people out shopping, enjoying their day, taking care of business, doing what they got to do. Just like the guy that drove a couple hundred miles to go shoot up the Walmart. Predominantly Mexican. Again, minorities. So it's like, what I want to speak on is a few things. But the first thing I want to speak on is, how come whenever a little white boy shoots up a place, the first thing they talk about is mental health? But yet, when a black dude is in a car, sitting in a car at a traffic stop, just a traffic stop, that's all it is. You might have made a turn too wide. You might have ran a red light. It happens. People make mistakes every single second of the day. And these people end up dying. Tamir Rice was a kid with a fake gun. Cop pulls up, jumps out, kills him. Doesn't even sit, wait for backup, get on a loudspeaker, drop the weapon. It's a kid. But you pull up, shoot him, and it's over with. And his family basically gets no nothing. And it's like, damn. But yet, white boy that had a manifesto, said I was gonna kill people, had a helmet on, tactical gun, tactical gear, saw the white dude, said sorry. And y'all wanna talk about mental health? Fuck no. There's no mental health. He knew what he was doing. He knew how to get a gun. He knew how to dress up. He drove 200 miles. Come on, man. He live streamed it on Twitch. He knew exactly what he was doing. I don't want to hear shit about mental health. George Floyd didn't get the mental health card. Tamir Rice didn't get the mental health card. Fidel Castro didn't get the mental health card. And he had his permit to carry a gun, and he still died in front of his child and his wife, fiance, wife, whatever. That's crazy to me. They had no regard for the child in the back seat, none of that. And it's like, they don't give us that leeway because we black and we're thugs and we're monsters and we're animals. But yet, they don't ever want to talk about the reason how we got here. You see, they talk about their glorious past and what granddaddy did in World War I and II and the fact that, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, listen, I know it's not every white person. It's not every black person. It's not. That's false. Every cop isn't bad. That's false. But it's like, come on, man. If I could sit up here and extend the olive branch and say, I know for a fact that all cops are not evil people. They get a bad rap for these fuck faces that do wrong. If I could sit up here and say that, how the fuck is it that these major news outlets can't do that? It's like, it's poison, man. It's poison. They sit up there and pick sides. Tucker Carlson, Don Lemon. It's a joke. That's not news. That's something that you have a long day at work and you come home and you sit down and you cut this bullshit on. And it's entertainment, man. They don't talk about nothing good. They're sending millions and billions of dollars to the Ukraine. Meanwhile, there's a food shortage in America. And I know that has something to do with the Ukraine and Russia, but still, like, come on. You mean to tell me that Ukraine and Russia got that much pull over the world where everybody else is fucked up? Man, something ain't right. Something is just wrong. We live in an evil world. We live in a very, very evil world. And I know I got my shit with me, but damn, like, y'all just keep spewing this shit. It's like, this shit is just sad, man. Like, I wish people would just come out and say, we don't fucking like niggas. I would feel so much better if they just said that. Like, just tell me. Just quit trying to beat around the bush and put up excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. Just come on out and say it. We feel some type of way toward y'all because we just do. We know that y'all went through slavery. We know that we've had a head start on y'all because what our ancestors did versus what y'all ancestors did. We know that y'all had a leg up on y'all and yada, yada, yada. And listen, we can't go back and change the past. We can only move forward and make things right for all of our kids to get along. Because if we keep choosing sides, our kids going to choose sides. And it's going to be forever and ever and ever. The same pain that we enduring now, they going to endure. But what do we do? I don't know what the fuck to do, man. It's just, that shit is sad, man. And no one cares about how we feel as black people. Like, that affects us. Like, when I see them white boys, this is not the first time. This is not the first time. I've been seeing this since 96, 97, 98, when Columbine happened in the 90s. Like, I remember that. And then you go to our neighborhoods. Our neighborhoods fucked up. Everybody want to be gang, gang this, gang, gang that. And it's not every black person. That's false. But it seems that the narrative that they're pushing is like, push the negative shit and keep all the positive shit that people are doing away. I just don't understand it. We need to have more positivity on the news. We need to show that there are black people that are graduating and becoming doctors and lawyers and law enforcement and owning businesses and buying properties and doing things the right way. They're out there because I know them. My brother's a real estate agent. My cousin, he's getting his second house built. My other cousin's in the military. My other cousin's in the military. My brother, he has his own business. Like, come on, man. Like, it's a lot of us out here that get up every day that look like me, black, that work every day. I hear white people in these videos like, this is my street, this is my land, I pay taxes. Dude, we pay taxes too. You think every single black person is sitting around waiting for a handout? No. No, that's a narrative they're trying to push. And you got these people that believe it. I know full well that every white person is not racist. I know full well that there is thousands and millions of white people that wake up every day that are just trying to put food on their table. They don't give a fuck about black and white. They don't even know nothing about what we went through. So they can't understand it because they're not from where we from. So it's just like, yo, this shit is wicked. When I was in England, bro, I didn't even want to come back. Like, and then I remember one time I was in New York and some shit happened. And I was like, man, I don't even want to come back to VA. This shit is wicked, man. It's like, it's. And again, I know I'm not perfect. I do little stupid shit too here and there. But it's like, bro, when a person kills 10 innocent people and y'all don't even fucking rough him up, I guess because he listened to y'all. But see, he knew he was about to blow his brains out, but then he stopped. Because he's a coward. If he was, he's a coward. Even if he would have blew his brains out, he's still a coward. You killed 10 people, then put the gun in your head. You should have put the gun in your head and squeezed the trigger beforehand. But you really think killing black people, what's that going to do? All it's going to do is get you put in prison for the rest of your life. You should have got the death penalty. I don't know why they're not giving you the death penalty. Give you the death penalty. Like, you purposely went and killed people. That's like if I go kill 10 white people because I feel like racism, which is real, but like, it's not gonna accomplish shit. If I go kill 10 white people right now, all it's gonna do is turn me into the monster. My child gonna look at me funny, everything. So it's just like, I don't know, man. It's scary out here. It really is. It's scary out here, man. Like, you don't know who to trust. You don't know who to trust. You don't know who gonna kill you. Like, as a black man, I'm like, damn, I don't want to go to my neighborhood because shit be going crazy. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get caught up with certain things. Again, not saying all black people are thugs. That's a lie. That's not true. I'm just saying, like, our neighborhoods where there's a lot of poverty, you know, you don't want to get caught up around that because everybody want to be a goon now. Everybody want to be street. It's like it's a fad or it's a trend to be some sort of street nigga. I don't know, man. This shit crazy. I'm glad I'm grown and out of that whole phase of life because these young niggas wildin'. They crazy as hell now. But then it's like, yo, you know, it's like, damn. It's like, what if I'm with my daughter in Walmart, and here come this crazy ass motherfucker who's allowed to get a gun? I couldn't get no gun at 18. And even if I could, it would have been like a little handgun. I mean, I guess I could have got one, but like, it wouldn't have been no shit. Like, where he get all that from at 18? That's crazy to me. And it's also crazy about these motherfuckers killing each other in the streets over flags, over colors. Like, what? Like, y'all, man. I don't know, man. There's no manual on how to feel as a black person in America. There's no manual. And then another thing I don't like is when people that don't look like me, that aren't from my walk in life, try to tell me how I should feel, how I should move. And it's like, bro, you don't know. You are looked at completely different than how I'm looked at, period. Period. You can't tell me people don't judge a book by its cover. That's how we survived as a species, by judging a book by its cover. That's a lion, it's growling, it got teeth, it might kill me. Get the fuck away. That's how we survived. So when different tribes came across different tribes, it wasn't automatically kumbaya. No, I'm hungry, y'all hungry. Y'all need supplies, we need supplies. What the fuck gonna happen? Either we gonna put that shit to the side and come together, or we're gonna do it the quick way and take y'all shit. You see? That's just, man, it's just how it is, man. It's just wicked. It's wicked out here, man. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm just out here. I don't know. I don't got no advice. None of that shit. I'm just out here. This is just the voice of a black man in America. And again, I know things are way better than what they used to be. Shit used to be real bad, you know? But now we're in a weird transition period where everybody got a movement, everybody got a cause, but it's still crazy shit happening. Like you don't even hear about this shit in the news no more. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West was in the news longer than 10 black people getting killed. Will Smith slapping Chris Rock was in the news longer than 10 black people getting killed. Ukraine is still in the news more than 10 black people getting killed. George Floyd was in the motherfucking news longer than this. So it's like, what do y'all really care about? I don't know, man. Sometimes, man, this world, I don't even know what the point of all this shit is, real talk. I don't know what my passion is in life. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm just going. And I really envy people that not jealousy, but I envy people that know what they want to do in life and they go and get it. Because I wish I knew what I wanted, but I don't. I'm just out here throwing shit at the wall, seeing what sticks. I ain't gonna cap. You know what I'm saying? I might not never find my passion, but I just thank God that I got my health, my strength, a beautiful family. And, you know, I don't know, man. It's just a black man venting. It probably don't even motherfucking matter, really, to be honest with you. But I'm gonna just keep my head down, do what I gotta do. I got personal shit going on too. I got trauma. We all do. Most of the time when I get phone calls, it's negative. I don't really get no positive phone calls at all. Unless it's my bro down in Florida. That's like the only one. Or maybe my brother in New York. But other than that, man, I don't get no positive phone calls. I don't get no good energy coming my way a lot. So with that being said, man, I don't even want to sit up here too long and talk about the mass shooting because, I mean, what is there really to even say? He did some horrific shit. Everybody know he did it. It's on camera. But yet they want to say mental health. Trayvon Martin didn't get no mental health. Nothing. He was a minor who was going home, who didn't have a weapon, who wasn't breaking into nothing. And was chased down by a guy who didn't even have the authority to chase him down. The 911 operator said, do not follow him. He followed him anyhow because he had a personal vendetta and he had to get it off his chest. And as soon as the young man got done running, because he was running, he said on the phone, oh, he's running now. 911 operator said, do not pursue him. He hung up and he pursued a minor anyhow. And the minor turned around, I'm guessing, to stand his ground like they got. He being chased by a grown man. He stopped and stand his ground. And he dies. Didn't know he was going to die that night. What was he supposed to do? That guy didn't have on a uniform. He didn't have on a badge. He didn't have the authority to say anything to you. Neighborhood watch. My mom was neighborhood watch before. She didn't run nobody down. You call the emergency number, the non-emergency number, if something looked funny. You know, not something I would do, but I'm just speaking. Because my mom was neighborhood watch one time. So it's like, bro, it's called neighborhood watch. Not neighborhood pursue and gun niggas down. The boy got the best of you, and you killed him. It's just, man, you know, we don't get no passes. No matter how much you can talk proper all you want to, you don't get no passes, man. Not us. Not us, man. Where was his mental health card at? He didn't get that. Come on, man. Like, sometimes I don't even want to be in America. It's like, bro, fuck this place. I wish I could go, like, somewhere else. you know? But they say racism is everywhere, and black people always get the short end of the stick no matter where you are in this world. So it's just like, damn, maybe the only safe place is, I don't know. I don't think there is no safe place for us, man. Just a part of life we got to deal with until we dead. That's how I see it. Fuck it. Don't nobody care? How we supposed to care? Nobody care. If nobody care, how you expect us to care? And you wonder why you got all this hyper-violent, hyper-sexuality going on in the hood. Don't nobody care. Don't nobody care. And the people that do care, their voices get silenced because niggas don't want to hear no positive shit on the internet. Niggas want to get on the internet to laugh at shit. Look at drama. That's how we wired. We fucked up, man. I'm fucked up. Everybody, we all fucked up. Anyway, man, this is the Trauma 5 Podcast, man. I'm out.